This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The globalists are panicking, and they are about to be catastrophically defeated. You may not know it by watching the news or looking at their control over everything, but they know it, and it means that they're becoming more dangerous than usual, and we should expect a major global false flag event to take place soon. That's the topic of today's podcast. I thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, of course, the Health Ranger, publisher of naturalnews.com, as well as newstarget.com. And I may do a video on this topic as well, so I apologize if there's some overlap. I might do an emergency counterthink alert video on this very point. But here's what's become obvious. Europe is seeing a massive uprising of populist resistance against globalist control. We're seeing this right now. Europe is in a crisis. The globalists who want to run everything and control your lives, and they wanted a world government. You know, remember the European Union was actually just the stepping stone to world government. They are losing big time because they tried to have Europe overrun with third world refugees and migrants and radical Muslims committing violence against the women of France and England and Germany and so on. And the people of those Western European nations are rising up and rejecting the globalist rule. This is on top of the American people rejecting Hillary Clinton, who was an evil, corrupt globalist, of course, and instead electing Donald Trump, which was a huge, just a backlash against globalism and tyranny and authoritarianism. You know, Donald Trump, there's a meme on the internet that says it's got Donald Trump in the frame looking serious. And he says the quote, it's not a quote from him, but it's text on the meme, says something like, the globalists really want to control you or suppress you. I'm just in their way. You know, talking about himself, Donald Trump, he's just in the way. They don't care about destroying Trump. They want to destroy anyone who is, in fact, representing the interests of the people, rising up against globalism and global authoritarianism, which is what has taken hold. So the globalists are becoming desperate at this point. This is why the tech giants were ordered. We know this now. They were ordered by the CIA to begin aggressive censorship against all populist voices. See, they're not just censoring conservatives. They're censoring actually populists, which could be conservative, could be libertarian, could be even progressive or classical liberal. But populists are having their channels shut down like mine, by the way, because I represent the people. I'm interested in helping the people. I'm interested in helping humanity. Whereas the globalists want to enslave and destroy humanity. So they're shutting off all the populist channels. And of course, the banks have declared war on populist channels, and the media has declared war, and they're waging all of these wars in a very aggressive manner now because the establishment is desperate. Now, what this means, and here's the analysis that matters. Everything I said so far was just background to get to this. What this means is that the globalists are now at such a state of desperation that they are willing to unleash almost what you might call suicide weapons in order to try to save themselves by collapsing world governments, by causing massive chaos, by unleashing false flags, even international thermonuclear warfare, if necessary. Whatever it takes, they are now in a desperate situation to survive, and they will unleash these global suicide weapons. And a good way to understand this is, let's take an example of war in the Middle East. Let's say that you are part of a platoon of soldiers and you're in just pick a city. I don't know. Let's just say Baghdad. You know, war in 1991, the first Desert Storm. And you're in Baghdad. And your platoon is fighting against the enemy, but you've been overrun. The enemy is all around you. You're stuck in a building. You're about to be overrun and destroyed. What do? You call in an airstrike. And you're warned by the airstrike people, hey, we might hit you with our bombs. We're going to drop some 1,000-pound, you know, LGBs on you, or whatever else they have at the time. I don't know exactly. Cruise missiles, who knows, you know. We're going to drop some big stuff on you. And you might get killed. But you and your platoon, you say, well, it doesn't matter. We're going to die anyway. So drop the big stuff. Bring it on. Bomb the crap out of the city. We will hunker down under some concrete here and we'll try to dig our way out of the rubble if we're still alive. Like, that's where the globalists are right now. They are about to be overrun and destroyed. And what hasn't even been really openly discussed that much is the fact that the very structure of government, of big government ruling over your life, that structure, that chapter of human history is coming to an end. The era of big government is, it's history, or about to become history. The era of people electing others to represent them, like the whole structure of the United States Senate and the House of Representatives, it's over. You know, I'm sorry to say, as much as I support the Constitution, I support, you know, the current separation of powers and the structure and everything. You know, the founding fathers of America were geniuses, and they built something that has lasted 240 plus years, but it's just about over. And it's going to be over globally because the people want to be free, and we're going to see power collapse down to the local level. We are about to witness a mass decentralization event that takes power out of the hands of globalists and puts it into the hands of individuals who are empowered at the local level. The very structure of society will be changed, you know, in the next 10 to 15, maybe 20 years, and which will be the blink of an eye in terms of history, but it's happening. And globalists are realizing that their big dream of having one centralized control system where they could dictate and dominate the lives of everybody on the planet, i.e. globalism, that dream has been shattered and it is coming to an end and they are about to be defeated. This is why they're pulling out all the stops in total desperation, you see, to say everybody get vaccinated while the vaccines are laced with lobotomy chemicals that literally cause brain damage. And this is why they have turned to you know, all of this control over the internet and information. This is why they're attacking fertility. They're attacking families. They're attacking males and babies. The mass murder of humanity has begun. But I think the globalists realize that they aren't making enough headway by their own twisted measure of genocide, that they believe they need to accelerate this. And thus, we arrive at this point of incredible danger, where the globalists are now so desperate and they're so encircled by the populist uprisings that are taking place that they are probably willing to try anything at this point in order to survive, including, like I mentioned earlier, you know, having bombing ordnance dropped on their own positions. In other words, they are willing to unleash biological weapons, even if there's a risk of it killing themselves. They are willing to unleash nuclear weapons, even though before they didn't want to do that because they did not want to damage the ecology. They wanted to kill off all the humans but leave the earth for them. So they did not want to use nuclear weapons in order to achieve their depopulation goals. But now I think they've reached a point of desperation where they would even try that. They're willing to do things now that they were not willing to do before. And this puts us all in grave danger because it means they have no more regard for the damage that they cause. They don't care. they're at the point where they just hate humanity so much, and they hate human babies so much, and they just, they're so filled. These are the globalists I'm talking about. They're so filled with hatred against the people because the people have risen up and have rejected the globalists, that these globalists now just quite literally are filled with seething hatred and destruction, and they want to see humanity destroyed. They want to see human beings mass murdered just out of vengeance. That's the point at which we have arrived. Now, they also want to, of course, kill off the populist movements by killing the people that make up those movements. They want to cause chaos. It's chaos that from which they derive power. The more chaos they can cause, the more they can demand the concentration of power in the hands of themselves. And this is where we get to this cosmic false flag that Dr. Stephen Greer, a ufologist, he's been talking about for many years. In his own words, a cosmic false flag is a faked alien invasion. I know it sounds pretty out there, but remember, we're talking about it being faked. That he believes that the globalists of the world would stage a pretend alien attack on Earth in order to demand absolute authoritarian control over humanity's response. They would say, we are at war from an extraterrestrial species, even though they're faking everything. They're faking the aircraft in the sky. They're faking the attacks. I don't know. I saw a thing on Drudge recently where Whitney Houston is back on tour. You're like, whoa, Whitney Houston's dead. She died from a cocaine overdose a few years back. Well, turns out they've got a Whitney Houston hologram now performing on stage, a whole concert built around a Whitney Houston hologram that apparently is quite convincing. So it's kind of an admission that the technology exists to project holograms of anything they want. If they can have Whitney Houston in concert, and she's been dead for 5 years or whatever it is, couldn't they fake an alien attack in the sky? And then with the help of all the fake news, just roll out this narrative, like Earth is under attack. You have to turn in your guns. And you're like, what? Doesn't make sense to turn in our guns. But they're like, no, if you turn in your guns, then we'll be safe from, you know, whatever. So they're going to come up with some narrative, according to Dr. Greer. That's what he says. This is a cosmic false flag that's coming. Now, I don't know if that's the plan, but it's one of many things that could happen. It's on the scale that I think the globalists might turn to at this point. They could try anything. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they pull an Oblivion from that movie. Remember the science fiction movie, Oblivion, starring Tom Cruise and Morgan Freeman? And it's one of the best science fiction stories that's ever been depicted on the screen, by the way. And in the movie, spoiler alert, in the movie, the Tom Cruise character is actually unknowingly, he's a clone. And there are thousands of him running around the planet, killing off the humans in order to allow the aliens to harvest all of the ocean water from planet Earth and strip our planet's resources. But the Tom Cruise character doesn't realize he's a clone, and he's given this bogus narrative from the aliens who invaded the planet. And the narrative is fascinating. It goes like this. Earth was attacked by aliens. They destroyed the moon, and they almost killed us all off, but we defeated the aliens. But in order to do so, we almost destroyed our own planet, which is why everything is so barren and radioactive. And we have relocated humanity to a moon of Saturn, I think it was, and we're taking the oceans with us to repopulate human colonies somewhere else. And you, the Tom Cruise character, you are here to defend the harvesters against the aliens who are still here on Earth trying to attack us. But the aliens turn out to be humans wearing disguises so that they are not seen by the alien drones, the drone enforcers, who are, of course, killing all the humans and trying to steal all the resources from planet Earth. anyway, it's a great movie. That was a kind of a maybe overly shortened summary there. It's a great movie. You should watch it because it's not just science fiction. It's about the pushing of global narratives to tell you, to convince you of the opposite of what's really happening. And by the end of the movie, the Tom Cruise character realizes what's going on. And of course, he switches sides and helps to defend humanity and destroy the alien invaders. But the reason I mentioned these two examples is not to say that that's literally what's going to happen, but just to say that the globalists have reached a point of desperation now where they could try some kind of big narrative like that, a cosmic type of narrative, a cosmic false flag, as Dr. Greer says. They could try something like that. They've already tested out the climate change narrative, and they found that all the idiot progressives believed it, just believed that the world was going to overheat and die. Like Bill Nye says, it's on fire. And Ocasio-Cortez goes out and says, we're all going to die in 12 years. And everybody believes her, even when she retracts it weeks later and says, no, anybody who believed that has the IQ of a sea sponge. Those are her exact words. Well, it turns out that she's just insulting all her own Democrats and progressives and liberals because they believed her. They still do. Imagine how dumb you have to be dumber than Ocasio-Cortez. But that's like, if Ocasio-Cortez tricks you, that you're a pathetic, like, I don't know, a simpleton. You're not even on the human IQ chart scale. You don't even register IQ points if Ocasio-Cortez tricked you, because she's about as dumb as they come. And even she's like, oh, these people who believe me, they're dumber than a sea sponge. She doesn't even know what a sea sponge is, by the way. She probably thinks that it's just like a sponge that gets tossed into the ocean. She doesn't realize it's an entire living ecosystem with organisms in it, but whatever. She doesn't know what a sponge is, as her brain is actually a sea sponge, I think, at this point. In any case, there's going to be something big, and they'll pull the wool over the eyes of the masses. They'll just roll out some big narrative. I don't know. Maybe they could convince people that the skies are blue because the blue is toxic. And if you don't, let's say, what would they want to do? If you don't stop having babies, you will make the skies more blue. And then the blueness will kill everyone. And so they'll attack you for having babies, and they'll criminalize human reproduction. Something like that. Is it? Oh my God, it's the blue skies crisis. It's the planet has the blues. We have to stop the blue sky people from reproducing, no more making babies. And then they'll mandate abortions for everyone. They'll have like abortion pills handed out in the seventh grade. You know, they'll have people volunteering and lining up to be nullos. A nullo is someone, usually a male, who cuts off their own testicles and penis, and sometimes their nipples, in order to be gender neutral. This is the new thing on the left. So they'll push nullos on everybody, like, nullo is wonderful. And they'll teach children to go home and slice off their own genitals. You know, like, literally, I'm not exaggerating. That's what the left is pushing now. So they'll come up with something like this to just convince everybody to just slice off their own scrotum. You know, they'll just have people stabbing themselves in the neck with scalpels and say, I'm saving the planet, saving the planet. This is what the left has come to, and globalists for that matter. They just want to see humanity just murdering itself. They've unleashed every aspect of the suicide cult that now typifies Democrats and progressives. So this is what we're left with, folks. You and I, and those of us who are still rational and still human, we are going to be watching the zombie apocalypse unfold while the globalists run a massive global false flag agenda to try to cover up their planned genocide of humanity. It's the end game of all end games. This is what's coming now. It has already begun. And you are watching it unfold. You're seeing the insanity every day. You're seeing all the attacks on babies, and you're seeing just the complete gender insanity and the attacks on Christians and the crackdowns on any anyone who questions anything that's an establishment narrative and so on. You're seeing this happen. Next, it's going to be something big, like they're going to freaking bomb New York City with a dirty bomb or something. Or they're going to, I don't know, they're going to set off a nuke in the Los Angeles port. But then again, Los Angeles is buried in so much trash. If a nuclear bomb went off in Los Angeles, you might not be able to tell the difference anymore. I mean, some of these left-wing cities are such crap holes now, just littered with human feces and needles and shantytown buildings and homeless shelters and piles of trash, just literal sewage running in the streets, that if bombs went off, you might not be able to tell. That's San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, and increasingly Portland, by the way, and parts of New York as well. This is what it has come to, where no one may notice the false flag because they'll just figure, oh, that's just the way the city always looks. I don't know. That's how crazy things have become. That's where we are in this world. It's insane. All I can do is encourage you to stay informed, keep reading my websites, newstarget.com, naturalnews.com. Listen to my podcasts. These all get posted at brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative for free speech. And you can also find these on the right column of my naturalnews.com website. So thank you for listening. And remember, right now, survival is victory. So just make a point to survive all this, make it through all this, and that will be some form of victory, because there's a lot of collapse coming. A lot of people are going to sadly perish because of the globalist attacks on humanity. And every voice that dares to mention this will be silenced. And every person that tries to resist will be hunted down. But mostly they're just going to unleash mass, you know, global scale killers like biological weapons and radiological weapons, chemical weapons, food weapons, genetic weapons, whatever they've got, they're going to unleash it all. That day is coming. So be safe. Thanks for listening. Take care. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health, and it's clean.